This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Hurricane Delta, a Category 4 storm, is bearing down on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Residents and tourists in Cancun were evacuated overnight as Delta strengthened with 145-mile-per-hour winds. Officials warned residents should have several days of water and food. Tourists and some local residents were evacuated to Cancun Convention Center for shelter. Cancun had opened more shelters than usual to give people more space because of the COVID-19 pandemic. 5,000 federal troops and emergency personnel are on standby to lend assistance if needed. Israeli police clashed with hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews overnight as they sought to enforce restrictions on public gatherings during a nationwide coronavirus lockdown. The police released video showing huge crowds of ultra-Orthodox Jews in Jerusalem chanting and hurling stones and metal bars at police officers. The police said 17 people were arrested. Segments of the community have defied restrictions on religious gatherings intended to contain the country's coronavirus outbreak, even as the insular community has seen its own cases soar. The trial of three suspects charged with aiding the gunman involved in the Westgate Mall attack in Kenya 7 years ago resumed in the capital, Nairobi, Wednesday. Militants burst into the luxury shopping mall in Kenya's capital, hurling grenades and starting a days-long siege that left 67 people dead. The assaults on Westgate Mall exposed weaknesses in Kenya's security forces after it took them hours to respond. Turkey's bid to become a member of the European Union appears to be in jeopardy after the bloc's executive branch Tuesday said it is displeased by what it called Ankara's failures to sustain democracy and fight corruption. In its annual report on the country, the European Commission cited too much political power in the hands of the president. This is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, and Senator Kamala Harris are set to debate tonight. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more in this report.
Vice President Mike Pence.
We're ready.
And Senator Kamala Harris.
We have to do better as a country.
Take center stage tonight in election 2020 as they meet in the lone vice presidential debate. The debate will take place in Salt Lake City with the coronavirus front and center. President Donald Trump is recovering at the White House after testing positive for COVID-19 last week. At the insistence of the Harris camp and over the objections of the Pence team, there will be plexiglass barriers between the candidates, who will be 12 and a quarter feet apart. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Trump ended talks with Democrats on an economic aid package Tuesday, drawing criticism from presidential rival Joe Biden that the president was abandoning Americans in the midst of a pandemic. Along with Biden, congressional Democrats and some Republicans blasted Mr. Trump, saying more was needed to help the millions who have lost their jobs. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he and President Trump shouldn't have a debate if he still has COVID-19. Biden said Tuesday that he's, quote, looking forward to being able to debate him, end quote, but said, quote, we're going to have to follow very strict guidelines, end quote. Biden says he doesn't know Mr. Trump's status since the president returned to the White House after being hospitalized at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for 3 days after a COVID-19 diagnosis. Biden's campaign says he tested negative for COVID-19 earlier Tuesday. President Trump, who is under doctor's care with the coronavirus, said Tuesday that he's planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden next Thursday in Miami. Mr. Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday and was hospitalized 3 days before returning to the White House Monday. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has laid out its safety standards for developers of COVID-19 vaccine after the White House blocked their formal release. The move Tuesday is the latest example of the tug of war between Trump officials and government scientists over the review and timeline for upcoming vaccines. Specifically, the FDA documents make clear that companies must provide at least 2 months of safety data from participants before seeking emergency approval from the agency. That requirement would almost certainly preclude the introduction of a vaccine by Election Day on November 3rd. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.